RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wait, what time is it?
It's the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight.
I want to showcase all of these stories, these athletes, these coaches, these teams that are ingrained in our sports community.
Learn your families, your unique athletes, your students, and some talented kids.
This one's going to be a particularly good one. It's going to be a ton of fun.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Greg Akins, the director of student activities at L.C. Byrd High School, home of the Skyhawks. He joins us with a couple basketball players this morning. Excited to dig into everything going on over there. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making some time for us. Let's start with this is a busy week here as everybody gets ready to go their separate ways for the holiday break. What do we got cooking over at L.C. Byrd?
All right, so this is kind of rivalry week at the end of the week. In Chesterfield, two of the prolific programs in boys and girls basketball is Manchester and Byrd, and somehow every year, the Friday and Thursday before Christmas break, we ended up squaring off for the first time. So Thursday, our girls will travel over to Manchester for a massive game, and then Friday, their boys will come to us. So two massive games. Now it's a regional game, where we're both in 6A together, so it'll have some pretty big impact in that seeding coming up February.
That's they change every year. The regions shift around. Glad you guys are together because that's always a really fun basketball game every year. And you guys wrapped up the fall sports season strong as well.
Yeah, we did. Football, you know, got a good playoff win, and then we went down and played a very, very good state championship Oscar Smith team. Volleyball's both had really solid years with young teams progressing and growing, and the same thing with field hockey. Those cross country kids were getting in shape and they're getting ready for indoor track now. So they got a big meet this weekend as well with the Grant Holloway Invitational down at Virginia Beach Sports Center.
Never a dull moment at L.C. Byrd. Anything else you want to share here before we get to the athletes?
I want to give a couple shout outs to our swim team. They'll be swimming in the Hanover Hawk Invitational this weekend, led by our first ever three-time state qualifier in Jack Clippinger, and he'll be trying to make the first ever four-time state qualifier. And our wrestling team had a really big weekend last weekend up at Patrick Henry with their highest placing in a few years when they got sixth in the team. And then track will have a big – they kind of really kick off that year this weekend down at the Grant Holloway Invitational down at Virginia Beach Sports Center.
Man, potential four-time state qualifier. That is really cool.
Time for us.
Absolutely. You want to introduce us to who we're chatting with today on the Spotlight?
All right. So we have Kamari Simon, who's a reigning second-team All-Metro, first-team All-State girls basketball player. Recently, she committed to CNU. To continue her career, and she's a senior for us and a captain. She's a two-year captain and been a four-year varsity player. And then I have Jalen Tyler, who is a multi-sport athlete. He's a part of our defensive back for football, and then he is our starting point guard for boys basketball, and he'll be a four-year varsity player for basketball for us. But he is just a junior, so we get him for one more year.
Well, that's fantastic. Looking forward to it. We'll start with Kamari Simon, girls basketball team at LC Byrd, and thanks for joining us. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going good.
Awesome. Rivalry week. You guys are getting rolling. And tell us about the Skyhawks this year. How's the team doing?
We're doing good. We're still, adjusting to things. This is our sixth game tomorrow, so everybody's just trying to piece everything together and get our chemistry back going.
Nice. What have the early season practices been like? How are you feeling about things?
Practice has been good. It's been a lot of conditioning, getting shots up, and just doing the little things so we execute everything in the game.
Well, lots of games ahead of you, I know. For you, being a senior, what's it like to go through one more season here and do your farewell tour?
It's kind of bittersweet, but just making every little thing last, like not taking anything for granted and just going hard every practice and every game, because I know I won't get this back.
No, it's all these are going to be fun, especially as we get into district season and the playoffs. Kamari Simon joins us, and we heard a little bit about your college choice there. Tell us about CNU and what appealed to you about it.
I committed to CNU. It's a great school. They have a really good program. I went on my visit, and I just fell in love with the school and the coaches, and the chemistry and the bond that they have is really nice over there.
Oh, you'll have a ton of fun there. That's a great, great pick. And this year, finishing strong, what kind of goals do you guys have as a team?
We want to play at the Cecil Center. We want to make it all the way to state and win regionals again. Being that we're in Class 6 now, we know that we have a lot more competition, but I know that we're prepared for that and ready.
Great basketball tradition at Byrd. Kamari, we ask everybody who comes on the show if they want to give a shout-out to anybody on their team or their coaches that's had, been working hard this year.
I'll give a shout-out to our coaches, Coach Ann, Coach Day, Coach Kelly, and Coach E, and our parents for supporting us and coming to all our games and cheering us on.
Absolutely. Always great spirit with the Skyhawks. Thanks for making some time for us this morning.
Thank you.
Awesome. Jalen Tyler joins us next on the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight, LC Byrd boys basketball team, another program with a great tradition. Jalen, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How's it going?
Excellent. As you guys get rolling, how have practices been going? How's the team looking this year?
And the team's looking good. We're undefeated right now, and we're just continuing to stack those wins. And practices has been tough. We practice very hard so that the game comes easy to us.
Yeah, it's obviously high expectations every year with Byrd, but you guys have lived up to those. What do you see as this the strengths of this year's team?
Strengths. Oh yeah, the strengths is that we have small guards, so we're all fast, and everybody on the team can shoot. So that is mostly our strength, and we play very good defense, and we're very very feisty.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch you guys as we turn the corner into 2026. I wanted to ask you about football, too, because Brian mentioned it was a fantastic run, and for you guys to end up not just in the playoffs but with a win, how cool was that for the program?
Yeah, it was very cool, getting the win to go to the next game.
What was it that you guys did so well that allowed you to find that chemistry? And I don't think a lot of people anticipated you'd be in that spot. What went well?
We all stuck to the plan. We did very good defense, and we shut them out.
Yeah, it was a great game. Fun to see that score for you guys. And Jalen Tyler now with the boys basketball team at LC Byrd as they get ready for the season. Looking forward to this one this week, a little rivalry game?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward. It's going to be a very fun game. It's going to be very fast. And, yeah, it's going to be very, very fun.
That's awesome. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to from your team?
Yeah, shout-out to all the coaches. Shout-out to all the supporters that support us. And shout-out to any former Byrd players.
Absolutely. Jalen Tyler, LC Byrd, boys basketball, and Kamari as well. And, Brian, thank you for joining us this morning, the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Off they go. We'll catch up with them again in the spring season. A reminder that we will not have Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight next week because they don't have school next week. It's the holiday season. We'll take a two-week break, a little holiday break, as they will as well. As you know, there is no such thing as the holiday break for the athletes. They'll keep working. They'll keep practicing. Some really good tournaments going on in the area. Some great teams coming from out of town. Always the holiday basketball tournament's always a highlight of the season. Yeah, they've evolved over the years. Benedictine always runs a great one. And you hear you got a rivalry game down there at LC Byrd. Ton of great basketball coming. Ton of great sports as we turn the corner and we're sprinting to the Siegel Center. You heard Kamari say it. That's everybody's goal. Keep playing at the end of the year. District 6 team or Division 6 team, Class 6 team. I'll get this right eventually. They got a shot, but it's not an easy road in Class 6 with the biggest schools in the area. So thank you to LC Byrd. Thank you to James River. Great time in our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. We will turn the corner to hour number two of MP on the mic. Will we talk about Jayden Daniels? Yeah, of course. It's what we do around here. We'll tell you who the ACC football teams are going to be playing against next year in conference. 9 games for the Hokies and the Wahoos. We'll check in about VCU basketball. They're back in action tomorrow night. Means we get a bonus chat with our guy Robbie Robinson tomorrow on the air. It was 3-point lead at halftime against Niagara, and Phil Martelli said it. He let him have it at halftime. It was an underwhelming display in the first half, very un-VCU-like. They got the message, 26-point win in the end over the Purple Eagles on Monday night. They'll be back for another bye game, another take care of business game tomorrow night, 7:00 at the Stew. They'll take on the Eagles of American, who have been Patriot League representatives in the NCAA tournament the last few years. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll let you know who to watch, and then back one more on Monday night against Rider before VCU shuts it down. You'll, of course, hear all those right here on your home for VCU basketball in Richmond. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.